listeners, 618.
This station is now the ultimate power in the universe.
Let's go. This is your radio, your station.
KNNA 95.7, Lincoln, Nebraska.
You know, weekends can be as busy as the weekdays, sometimes even busier. And taking that nap on Sunday afternoons, around 2 p.m., might be a necessity. And if that's the case, then I tell you what, you're missing out on an amazing live show of the Y-Files with myself, Captain Kirk, David, and our guest pastors. This is where we ask the tough questions and often controversial questions. However, if you do find yourself napping, you can always listen to the replay at 11 a.m. Tuesdays and 6 p.m. on Thursdays. Or go to thecross957.org/Y-Files and listen in to the most recent episode. Or all of them at the archive page. Sundays at 2 p.m. Tune us in. It's definitely worth it. Oh, and don't forget to send us your questions to Y-Files at 95.7KNNA on Facebook. See you there.
According to Rotten Potatoes, Off on a Tangent has received a 5-star rating. Reviews from listeners praise the show with comments such as...
Amazing. Good. Intuitive. Genius. Stupendous. Okay. Marvelous. Average. Fine.
And other outrageous terms. Still having doubts?
Wait till you hear this.
They might be odd amongst others, like a gold tooth, but like a gold tooth, they shine the most.
And this.
I am always happy, because whenever I am sad, I just know that somewhere, somehow, there is an Off on a Tangent host who is pushing a door that says pull.
There you have it, folks.
Tune in to Off on a Tangent Live, most Saturdays at 7 p.m., repeats on Tuesdays at 12 p.m., and Thursdays at 7 p.m., and don't forget to like, share, and follow us on Facebook.
Off on a Tangent, an as seen on TV life changing event.
Ringing Bach back Sundays on KNNA The Cross.
Every Friday night from 7 to 9 p.m., yours truly, old lovable Jack Kirk.
And me, Nancy, who Jack calls Princess Nancy, will take you on a quick musical walk back in time with the music of the big band era.
And we also bring you some of the history of those times.
Along with the information on local Lincoln area dance bands for your listening and dancing pleasure.
Why not join Nancy and me every Friday evening from 7 to 9 p.m. on When Music Was Music, right here on The Cross, KNNALP, FM 95.7.
Harry Potter, Iron Man, Guardians of the Galaxy, Jurassic Park, Indiana Jones, Pirates of the Caribbean, Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., The Avengers, Lord of the Rings, Legend of the Sword, Tron. Some of the greatest movie soundtracks showcased and spotlighted for you here on Soundtrack Time. I am the helmsman, and this is KNNALP 95.7.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Notes from the Stage. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
No.
No.
Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening.
I'm sorry, I was talking
Happy
too fast.
Happy Thursday.
Welcome to Notes from the Stage right here on KNNA LP 95.7 FM right here in Lincoln, Nebraska. And I'm one of your hostesses for the lovely evening, Callie.
Mm-hmm. And I'm
Ashley.
The other. We have yet to figure out a good transition to that. I was going to say I'm the
other
hostess with the mostest, but I'm like, once again, it's still leading with the other. We've been doing this now for what?
2 years.
2 years, and we still can't figure that out.
I know.
So if anybody has any ideas.
Or something that you would like us to say more of, or not, or say less of, I guess, you know.
I'm just not that creative. I'm really not.
Yeah, I'm not either. That's Mm-mm. why we need to have Jim up here all the time.
Yeah,
he's hilarious. He just needs to write our stuff.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
That'd be so much easier for us.
I know.
Oh, man.
Well, once again, welcome to our show. We are so happy that you guys are all joining us this evening. We've got a great lineup of music.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to talk about some shows that are going to be, that are Tony nominations, shows that are not Tony nominations.
Wow. Don't hurt yourself.
We've got Aladdin coming out.
Oh, I was just going to say yay.
On Friday. Tomorrow.
No.
Tomorrow's Friday.
I know. Oh. Should we take a
super excited
super lunch?
I think
I'm
so.
Just kidding.
I think we should. No, we'll save that for Tuesday when we only have to pay $5 for the movie.
That's right.
We should actually really do that.
On Tuesday or Friday?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm kidding. We should probably not talk about that in case our bosses are listening in. You know.
Possibly.
Just in case. No, just kidding.
That's funny.
Tonight we're also going to, since we weren't here last week, we are going to spotlight Miss Doris Day.
Yes.
Because, why is that, Ashley? Well, unfortunately, she passed away a couple weeks ago.
Oh, yeah.
At the age of 98.
Seven.
97. Sorry. Oh, I'm sorry, you guys.
I hadn't read my notes yet, but yep. Even though I'm the one who typed it, but I can't speak today. I typed it a while ago.
Yeah.
Really should have read them.
It's okay. So anyways, we'll have the first two songs we're going to play tonight. I'm going to go ahead and play them back to back for everybody. It's Doris Day songs, mm-hmm. and we've got some Calamity Jane.
Yeah.
And then also another movie she did called Please Don't Eat the Daisies.
I just blew in from the Windy City. The Windy City is mighty pretty, but they ain't got what we got. No siree. They got shacks up to seven stories. Never see any morning glories but a step from our doorway. We got them for free. They got those minstrel shows. Pretty ladies in the big chapeaus. Private lawns, public parks. For the sake of civic virtue, they've got fountains there that squirt you. I just flew in from the Windy City. The Windy City is mighty pretty, but they ain't got what we got. I'm telling you, boys, we got more life in Deadwood City than in all of Illinois. Seen me a winder shopping, a winder shopping with eyes a popping at the sights that you see there. Yes, sirree. Press a bell and a moment later up you go in an elevator just as fast as a polecat a climb on a tree. I heard claim hundreds came to a thing they call a baseball game. Cigar stores, revolving doors, they got new inventions coming instead of outdoors. City, the Windy City is mighty pretty, but they ain't got what we got. I'm telling you, boys, I ain't a swappin' half a Deadwood for the whole of Illinois. When
sweetheart said. Kay said all, said all. Whatever will be. The future's not ours to see. Kay said I, said I. What will be, will be. Now I have children of my own. They ask their mother, what will I be? Will I be handsome? Will I be rich? I tell them tenderly. Kay said I, said I. Whatever will be, will be. The future's not ours to see. Kay said I.
Oh, I love Doris Day.
Yeah.
The first song that we heard was Just Blew In from the Windy City from mm-hmm. Calamity Jane.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second one was...
Que sera, sera. It's such a good song.
It is.
We were talking that was probably one of our favorites.
Uh-huh.
One of them. There's yeah. many.
Oh, yeah. I love all... Doris Day is just... Man, she's just top-notch.
Yeah.
I just love her voice. It's so pretty and soothing. And, well, she was beautiful. She's mm-hmm. a beautiful, beautiful actress.
I just like the fact that she was so quirky
uh-huh.
in most of her movies. I don't know. Did she ever actually play, like, a serious role? I can't remember.
Please Don't Eat the Daisies was more of a serious role. Mm. It wasn't a... I mean, it wasn't necessarily a comical movie. I mean, there were points in it that were, but, you know, it was about her relationship with her husband and stuff. And mm-hmm.
I guess I've seen that one, but it wasn't one of my favorite. I preferred, like Pillow Talk and... I forgot. Maybe anything with Rock Hudson in it, with her and Rock Hudson.
See, and my absolute favorite Doris Day is Move Over Darling mm-hmm. with James Garner. So that's... Yeah, no, that's my fave.
Well, you know, she had a 20-year acting career, and in it, she also had produced, or I guess put out, 650 songs.
Goodness gracious,
during
lady.
That whole time frame. Isn't Ooh, that crazy?
That's absolutely awesome.
Yeah, that's
a lot.
And I didn't know she had her own show, like her own sitcom.
Mm-hmm.
So after she did her acting career, that's when she then started that. I had no idea. I don't know why I missed that, but I did.
She sang, what was that song? Because I had an album of it, Sentimental Journey. I fell in love with that when I was in 8th grade, actually, which is really funny.
Mm-hmm.
But Sentimental Journey is one of my absolute faves that she does, too.
She actually, that song came out for her in 1945, and it was one of her, it was... One of two of her first number ones.
Number one recordings. Because mm-hmm. she did that with Les Brown and his band.
Yeah.
So that was a good album I owned. I can't find it anywhere. It's called, it's just titled Sentimental Journey, and it's a bunch of 1940s big band music. And I loved it. I don't know where it's at, and it makes me sad. Anyways, but that's besides the point. Nobody wants to listen to that anymore. My soapbox about how I can't find a CD.
Do you know, as of 2012, she is one of four one of eight performers to have ever been in, like, the top box office earners four times.
Really?
Mm-hmm. One of eight.
Go her.
I know.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, like I said, that was only as of 2012. I couldn't find any stats past that.
Like, newer or whatever?
Yeah.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Sorry, wrong way. Yeah.
Hey, no, it's okay. Well, I know what you meant. It's fine. But just want to make sure in case nobody else knew what you meant.
Right. Yes, we have been friends for a while, so we sometimes talk in code to each other without even realizing.
Yep. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. 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 Yep.
Exactly. So Twitter was...
Tweeting a lot.
You're hilarious. Yeah, it was all of Twitter.
We are so sorry. We are in rare form tonight, everybody. Who were
you? Dad jokes galore up here.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, so, sorry. Twitter was on fire a few weeks ago, and they're still randomly posting articles about it. It's actually about our next song. There is going to be a new actress for a 10-week period.
Super exciting.
I know.
So, stay tuned for all that information.
Oh, All you have to do is touch my hand to show me you understand. And something happens to me that's some kind of wonderful. Anytime my little world is blue, I just have to look at you, and everything seems to be some.
I know I can't express.
To do is touch my hand.
Wonderful.
To show me that you understand.
Wonderful.
And something happens to me.
Wonderful.
That's some kind of wonderful.
Wonderful.
Anytime my little
wonderful
world is blue.
Wonderful.
I just have to
wonderful
look at you.
Wonderful.
And everything
wonderful
seems to be
wonderful.
Some kind
wonderful
of wonderful.
Was Some Kind of Wonderful, sung by Jesse Mueller from the Carole King, or the musical called Beautiful, the Carole King musical.
Yeah, so what Twitter was all a Twitter, anyway, as Vanessa Carlton, who is a pop singer mm-hmm nowadays.
She's been doing a lot of the for the Broadway that are musicals made for TV kind of thing.
Yeah,
she's been doing a lot of that. She did Rent, right? I think she played no. Yeah. She did Rent, but who did she play? Anyways, go ahead. I'm sorry.
She's gonna play Carole King. She's gonna take over that role for about 10 weeks, and that should start June 27th.
That'll be pretty cool.
Yeah, like I said, everybody's like super excited about it.
Well, Jesse Mueller, who I really like, who originally did Carole King, mm-hmm, the way that she forms her voice and stuff is just, I mean, it's like I'm listening to an album of Carole King. It's pretty mm-hmm cool. She played in Waitress on Broadway
mm-hmm
after Sarah Bareilles did. Because Sarah Bareilles started it because she wrote the music mm-hmm and everything, co-wrote.
Yeah. Well, and then she also took it to London
mm-hmm
and starred in there.
Correcto Mundo.
And she starred in that one.
Yep.
To get it started.
So, yeah. Well, anyways, what do you want to do next? Not jabber anymore.
I think next up, let's play one that I want to see really bad.
I know, and it was just here.
Yeah.
But we couldn't go. That was sad.
Yeah, that's why we just need to make a trip to
New York. Yeah, we need to let Carl let us go to New York.
Yeah, so Carl, if you're listening,
we need to go see.
We need to do that.
Come From Away.
Mm-hmm.
Beulah walks me to church, and when we get there, I light a candle for myself.
And I do too. I suddenly realized what that music was from my dream. It was an old hymn from when I was a kid. I haven't been to church in years, but for some reason that song was in my head.
Make me a channel of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me bring your love. Where there is injury, your pardon, Lord. And where there's doubt, true faith in you.
Make me a channel of your peace.
Make me a channel of your peace.
Where there's despair in life,
where there's despair in life, let me bring
hope. Where there is darkness, only light.
Where there is darkness, only light.
Where there's sadness,
he's lived here nearly his entire life. He heard that there was a rabbi diverted here, and he came to find me and tell me his story.
I was born in Poland, I think. And my parents, they were Jews. They sent me here before the war started. I still remember some of the prayers they taught me. As a boy, I was told I should never tell anyone I was Jewish, even my wife. But after what happened on Tuesday, so many stories, gah, just like that. I needed to tell someone.
During El Fagir, when most people are asleep, it is easier to pray. But at Duhur, I can feel them watching me. Sometimes I catch them when they think I'm not looking, and I can see the fear in their eyes.
Excuse me, Beulah wanted me to check on you. The library's open for anyone looking for some peace and a quiet place to pray.
That was Prayer from the original Come From Away company tour.
Yes.
Or company CD album.
When it came out in 2017.
Yeah. So this also was up on Twitter. I will get it today, I swear.
It's okay.
They are celebrating their 2 years on Broadway right now. And I don't know, a lot of people know, but it's a 12-person cast, and each character plays multiple roles, and it kind of depends on whether they're wearing a hat or not, or different accessories, and the props that they use are just like chairs 2x2 in a row, and that signifies like they're in the plane. Anyway, it's a very simple setup. This is the first, like just right now, actually, the quote-unquote flight crew, the people who play the flight crew people, are all women.
Well, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. And 9 of the 12 cast members just hit their 1,000 performance mark. And
performing the same thing 1,000 times.
And has been at it since the beginning. So it is a seasoned crew.
Well, that's awesome. Yeah. Well, at least you know that when you go to the show, they know what they're doing, or at least they should know what they're doing.
Yeah.
So, well, cool.
Anyway, so yeah.
Awesome. Up next, we've got a show called Be More Chill. It's a new musical that just came out. Real new. Yeah, 2019, actually.
Yeah, and their CD just came out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's an interesting show. Basically, it's about a kid named Jeremy, and he's just an awkward kid in school, and the school bully beats up, you know, treats him like garbage, and he falls in love, you know, he's in love with a girl. And
The popular girl,
so
it's like all high school themed type shows.
Yes.
I mean, there's some extra parts in there.
There's a lot of extra
parts. There's a whole other part, but I mean, like, that's like the basic premise of it.
Exactly. So, if you ever get a chance to check out the whole entire album. We, unfortunately, cannot play a lot of it, so watch out if you're playing it around your children. But
yes, please. Like I said, I'll look to see if I can go through and if I can edit, censor any of it, and play it, but right now I think we only can find one.
One song after about a half an hour of me researching all the music. I can play one. So, let's go ahead and listen to that one song. It's a good song. It's funny. Yeah. I like it. So, here we go.
I love play rehearsal because it's the best. Because it is fun. I love play rehearsal and I get depressed as soon as it's done. But not depressed as in like kill yourself depressed. No, I'm not into self-harm. Dude, I swear, here, check my arm. See, I just use the word to emphasize a point. Show the passion that I've got. I am passionate a lot. I have met gigantic feelings, granted frantic feelings about most everything. Like gun control, like spring. Like if I'm living up to all I'm meant to be. I also have a touch of ADD. Where was I? Oh, right. I love play rehearsal, 'cause you are equipped with directions and text. Life is easy in rehearsal. You follow a script, so you know what comes next. Anywho, the point that I'm getting to is sometimes life can't work out in the way it works out. One of my best roles. It made me feel like there just aren't strong roles for women in the theater these days, particularly high school theater. Do you find that? Because I totally find that. And no matter how hard I try, it's impossible to narrow down the many reasons why I love play rehearsal. I happiness cry as soon gives me hives. I have so many interests I want to pursue. And why am I telling this to you? Guess there's a part of me that wants to. There's also a part of me that wants to do this. So I did it. Back to play rehearsal. My brain is like bzzz. My heart is like wow. Because we're here at play rehearsal. And it's starting. We're starting. It's starting.
I love play rehearsal. Sung by Stephanie Sue?
Sure.
Hugh? Anyways, it's H-S-U is her last name. Yeah. But she plays the popular girl in the musical.
Yes. So there is such a big buzz around this musical that it is now being adapted into a film.
Well, that's pretty cool.
I know. It just came out, and it's only been out, like I said, for a hot minute. And
it should be pretty interesting. I don't know. I'm kind of if you get to read the synopsis, the entire synopsis of it,
it's lengthy. If you go like to book. Wikipedia,
yeah.
I just wanted like the Cliff Note version, real quick. I did not get the Cliff Note version. I got the whole novel practically. Jeez, I don't have time to read that. No,
but yeah, no, it's I don't know. Just go out and read it. It's pretty cool. I mean, it's kind of a different story, so I don't know. I guess we'll see. It's a new take on the typical, you know, geeky kid at school falls in love with the super popular girl, and I don't know. So we'll see.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what, Ashley?
I know it's my favorite one.
I know, but really quick, everybody's been listening to Notes from the Stage right here on KNNA LP 95.7 FM right here in Lincoln, Nebraska. And we are your lovely hostesses for this evening. And up next is our Disney segment.
Here I go.
Alibaba, he had them 40 thieves. Shahrazadi had 1,000 tales. But master, you're in luck, because up your sleeves you got a brand of magic never fails. You got some power in your corner now, heavy ammunition in your camp. You got some punch, pizzazz, and how? All you gotta do is rub that lamp, and then I'll say, Mr. Man, what's your name? Whatever, what will your pleasure be? Let me take your order, I'll jot it down. You ain't never had a friend like me. Life is your restaurant, and I'm your maitre d'. Come whisper to me whatever it is you want. You ain't never had a friend like me. We pride ourselves on service. You the boss, the king, the chef. Say what you wish is yours. True dish, how about a little more baklava? Have some of column A, try all of column B. I'm in the mood to help you, dude. You ain't never had a friend like me. For your charge d'affaires, I got a powerful urge to help you out. So what you wish, I really wanna know. You got a list that's 3 miles long, no doubt. All you gotta do is rub like so. Mr. Aladdin,
yes.
One wish or two or three. Well, I'm on the job, you big nabob. You ain't never had a friend, never had a friend. You ain't never had a friend, never had a friend. You ain't never.
That was Will Smith singing Friend Like Me from the new 2019 Aladdin.
That comes out tomorrow.
I think technically tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, but the official release date, whatever.
Yeah, we were talking about that. I think they slightly redid the movie. Kind of like how they did with Beauty and the Beast. They kind of added a little extra storyline, or at least they answered questions that we had had. Yeah, questions that we had had before in the old one, they've answered.
They've answered them.
So I think that's kind of how this one went. I know, like, you know, back when this original movie came out, it was very damsel in distress type mentality.
Yes.
For princesses. Well, now she's got power ballad, and it's all, we can do it, women power.
And I'm trying to find what song that is.
The name of her power ballad.
Yeah. So I'll have to look on here and see kind of what it looks like. But yeah, it's pretty cool. The new movie, like we said, it comes out tomorrow. So if you get a chance to go see it, go see it. School officially being out today.
At least for here in Lincoln.
Yes, for here in Lincoln. That, you know, take your kiddos to the movies, I guess. If you need something to do, it takes up some time.
Yes, if only your child was slightly older, we would be doing that.
We'll get there.
If not, we're going to ditch her with your husband, and we're just going to go to the kid movie.
There we go. I know. I think the most kid-like movie that we ever went to was Peter Pan 2, Return to Neverland.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I think that was the only, like, one that I felt really weird being at. I felt kind of like a creeper, but it was still a good movie.
Yeah, it doesn't mean that we didn't watch any of the sequels, or at least I didn't watch any of the sequels at my house.
Yeah. No.
You know,
and like all your
three
Tinkerbell
of
movies.
The, yeah, well, like, there's like seven of those, and like all three of the Little Mermaids and the... Anyway.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So we're not quite done with our Disney segment. Oh, I fooled everybody. I don't know. Whatever. I'm just being weird. So the next one is actually still Aladdin, but it's the Broadway show, and it's A Whole New World.
You must feel trapped inside these walls. We'll run away, just you and me. Why not escape as evening falls? There's a whole world you've yet to see.
If I go with you, will it be safe?
Sure. Do you trust me?
What did you just say?
Do you trust me?
I'm not sure why, but yes.
I can show you the world, shining, shimmering, splendid. Tell me, princess, now when did you last let your heart decide? I can open your eyes, take you wonder by wonder, over, sideways, and under, on a magic carpet ride, a whole new new fantastic point of view. No one to tell us no or where to go or say we're only dreaming.
A whole new world, a dazzling place I never knew. But when I'm way up here, it's crystal clear. And now I'm in a whole new world with
now
you.
I'm it gets better.
I'm like the shooting star. I've come so far. I can't go back to where I used to be.
A whole new world.
Every turn is a new
horizon.
Every moment's a letter.
I'll chase them anywhere. There's time to spare.
Let me share this whole new world.
It gets better.
I'm like a shooting star. I've come so far. I can't go back to where I used to be. Every turn is a
prize.
Every
to
moment
pursue.
A letter.
I'll chase them anywhere. There's time to spare.
Let me share this whole
A Whole New World from the Broadway show Aladdin.
Which actually, another really good song from the Broadway one that I really liked is A Friend Like Me, right? Isn't that the one it's called?
Yes.
Yeah, that one, yeah. It's different, and it's like 8 minutes long.
Yeah, and he actually, like, they incorporate other Disney songs in there.
Yeah.
Like, little, like, five-second blurbs of them.
Yeah.
Like, Little Mermaid, Beauty and the Beast.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I almost played that tonight, but then you were kind of like, eh, let's not play two songs.
Spice it up a little extra.
Yeah, just a tad.
Yeah. Yeah. The Nanny. Anybody remember that little gem?
With Fran Drescher.
Yeah, loved it.
I love The Nanny. Such a good show.
Well, and that, and she was in Beautician and the Beast.
I know. I love that movie. That was so good.
Anyway.
Guilty pleasures. Which, by the way, okay, there's a new movie on, sorry, not to sidetrack, but Fran Drescher, there's a new movie on Netflix called Wine Country with Amy Poehler and Tina Fey and all them. Mm-hmm. Anyways, you should check it out. It's really funny. It's really good. So.
Okay.
Anna Gasteyer is in it. And okay. Anyways, go ahead. But Fran Drescher, they do this whole art exhibit thing.
Oh, Fran's in it.
She's not in it, but this girl does her like entire art studio, and she shows her artwork, and it's all about The Nanny.
Yes.
Like, it is so weird. Anyways, but go ahead. Talk about The Nanny.
Yeah. So anyway, there was a journalist talking to her because she has been working on big stuff. I know, right? It was very clickbait. She's been seen going in and out of this like writing studio with her. And so the other guy that she's been going up with is Peter Mark Jacobson, who also co-wrote with her The Nanny.
Oh.
So she's been seeing them. Everybody's been seeing them together writing stuff. So this reporter asked her, what you doing? And he goes, is it a reboot? Because that seems to be the theme of
everybody's doing it
right now, last year and this year. I can't get around it.
Well, what do we just discuss?
90210 is now coming out in
August. Yep.
Which we're not into that. But anyway.
Go ahead.
So anyway, they asked if that was the case. And she says that she's working on something really big, but it's not a reboot. So then he had said, well, is it a Broadway musical, because that's also, musicals are really big right now. Mm-hmm. And she goes, I can't say.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. But it had to be, it's something
weird.
Nanny,
I don't know if I'd want
related. So I don't know what that means. I don't know.
Huh. Or unless she's just making a new musical of.
Well, no, it's supposed to be something to do with The Nanny.
The Nanny.
Yeah.
Which is really funny because
she's been in a few musicals.
Mr. Sheffield. In The Nanny, he writes musicals, and he's always up against Andrew Lloyd Webber, and he hates Andrew Lloyd Webber.
Yeah.
So that'd actually be really, really funny if they did. Huh.
Right? Okay. So they said...
My wheels are moving in my
head
now.
She just kept telling the reporter that the details would be announced soon. So stay tuned for that.
Yeah.
I know.
It's a good thing you watch Twitter.
I know.
Because I don't.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, anywho. So... I'm excited about that.
And excited about The Nanny because you love The Nanny.
I do. So speaking of something else.
That you love.
That I love and grew up watching.
Yes.
Pretty Woman.
One shot, I can't go back. No, they can't erase my pride. I've seen a better life, I've seen the other side. I can't go back.
Samantha Barks in the original cast of the Pretty Woman musical, singing I Can't Go Back.
So they just announced a North American tour.
Dude.
I know.
That needs to happen somewhere close by here.
They are, well, it's not this year they're starting. So sorry. They are,
that's all
right. They are starting October of 2020, and it's the first place is Providence, Rhode Island, as of right now. But they don't have a cast yet. they do have a director. So, hey, you know, that's something.
That's good.
You know, it's funded.
I mean, it'll take time for them to get everything together and make sure that their set is travel good, you know, good for travel and getting, you know, a second set, you know, costumes going and finding, it's going to take a while.
Yeah, that's another... it's a really good album. Not only is it a really good movie, it's a really good album from the Broadway musical.
Standpoint of it, yes.
Unfortunately.
Yes.
We just can't play most of it.
Yeah.
Which the song we just played, I had to already censor. So.
Yeah.
But that's
it's
okay.
It's a good song. I like it the tune of it. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So I'm doing a thing really quick. So I'm trying to look and see, because there's a musical that's coming out, or that is out, and I'm still waiting for them to release the danged album. It's Beetlejuice. I was just looking to see if they had it yet.
Oh, it's not out. You know, they announced it.
Oh, when is it coming out?
I'll look for it. I'm going to say it's in June.
Okay.
Get you a date. They did announce it, though.
Okay, sweet. I am, like, super excited.
Yeah, so, yeah.
I need it.
So, I guess the next up is one that is not new.
No, apparently it's
only
not, but we did.
A few years.
Yeah.
Old.
Yeah, it came out in 2017.
I missed it.
But yeah, we both
granted,
did.
Though, I was not stalkerizing Twitter at the time.
That is true.
Which, you know, everything's on Twitter nowadays. Mm-hmm. Or Instagram, which I stalk that too. So, you know, if it happens in the Broadway world, I know.
I think a lot of people are going to enjoy this. I don't know. I like it.
Yeah.
It's
coming. It's coming here to Lincoln.
Oh, that's right. It's going to be at the Lead Center.
I am so excited.
Yep. Yep. Anyways, this is from the musical Bandstand.
Up the beat, kick up the band, ticker tape in the street. Take to the floor now, don't be discreet. Soldier, cut loose, go and grab someone's feet. Cause you deserve it. Go out and have a ball, cause you deserve it. Don't let the rhythm stall, cause when you got the call, stood up loud and tall, and you deserve it. Don't need a reason, don't need a rhyme. Just gotta swing, have a heck of a time. Act like tomorrow ain't gonna come. Cause when it does, man, it's only for some. Cause you deserve it. Go out and have a ball, cause you deserve it. Don't let the rhythm stall, cause when you got the call, you stood up proud and tall, and you deserve it. Thank you.
I look to my left and look to my right and see other guys who fight the same fight. I'm feeling the rush, I'm feeling the high, I'm feeling the rules don't apply.
Right in your face. That was a good song. You Deserve It, sung by Corey Cott, Laura Osnes, Jeff Packard, Alex Bender, and a lot of other people from the ensemble. Yeah. There's a lot of people. Yeah. Anyways, that was from the 2017 musical Bandstand.
Yes.
And as Ashley said before, they announced their new national tour.
Mm-hmm.
And they're coming to Lincoln in December or January of next year.
Yep.
So it's actually part of the Broadway package when you do Broadway season tickets at the Lead Center.
Mm-hmm.
So Ashley and I are really, really, really hoping to get those. So if anybody wants to donate to that cause.
Right. While you're at it, we also want the Orpheum. Why?
Yeah.
So
just so that we can bring you all of the information needed about the show.
Or we can do a GoFundMe to New York.
Yep, I think...
City.
Yeah.
I'm just messing.
It might be a lot easier to get to at least the Lead Center ones.
Probably, heck, a lot cheaper. So anyway, I knew I had seen an article about it, about the Beetlejuice cast recording. They are recording May 5th, 6th, and 13th.
Oh, okay.
It's still random, but...
Okay. And then hopefully maybe in...
Yeah, they haven't. I'm hoping June it will come out, but they have not announced that part. They said
be
announced.
Wait, when were they recording? They already recorded then.
Right.
Okay,
but they haven't announced yet when it's coming out.
Yeah. No, I'm sorry. I was having a momentary freak out because I'm like, oh, they still have to record it, blah, blah, blah. Wait, no. June 1st is next Saturday. So.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, they're done recording it. They just have to give us the details of when it's coming.
Yep.
Because I was telling Kylie earlier, I should have looked to see like when the other shows, when they recorded to when they released. Their
and
album,
see how long it
and
takes
see about what's the average, because I have absolutely no idea.
Yeah,
if
I don't
it's
know.
A 2 month turnaround, a month. I don't know. Everything.
Who knows?
Digital now, so.
I know that's the thing. Is that like I keep checking iTunes because I'm like, I want to get it. I need to get it. I need to get it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty excited about it. Obviously.
Yeah, we've been checking for that one, and then the Aladdin, the new movie one.
Yes, and that one just came out, so we were able to play for that tonight. That was pretty cool. So yeah. Ashley and I are actually not doing a live show next week. I'm just going to go ahead and tell everybody. So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Forgot what we were doing. That's funny.
So I want to say, we're leaving Thursday morning for Arthur, Nebraska. My cousin Kate's getting married. And so we want to say a congratulations to the soon-to-be Mr. and Mrs. Walls.
Mm-hmm.
Wheeler and Kate are getting married.
I know. I'm excited.
Yeah. Arthur, Nebraska, if anybody wants to know, is actually north of Ogallala.
So which means it's a super tiny town.
It's okay. It's okay. So
that's
going
to be great.
Yeah, I'm very, very excited. I love
However,
Western
though,
Nebraska.
Question, because it just snowed. I
oh,
mean,
no,
what
we're
was
good.
It, Colorado?
This,
or who just got 20 inches of snow?
That was Colorado.
Colorado?
That was Colorado.
Well, that's pretty darn close.
Yeah.
I mean,
Scott's Bluff got snow.
Yeah.
So, I mean, and it's South Dakota
this
got snow. Lisa's on her way to South Dakota tomorrow morning.
Summer wedding.
I know.
What happened?
I know.
Mother Nature did not get
but
the memo.
It's supposed to be in the 70s, so that'll be really, really nice.
Well, amen to that.
Yeah.
It's either, I was afraid it was going to be like 150, and I melt at 80. So, I mean, it was not going to bode well for me.
Yeah, that's okay. So, yeah, so they're getting married next Saturday. So, congratulations, you
Yay!
Guys, ahead of time. And then also, Carl's birthday is next Saturday.
Well, and then the week after that, I'll be out of town.
Yeah, and then you're going to be out of town. So we're not going to be here for 2 weeks. We are really, really sorry. There's just been a lot of stuff going on. We really apologize. There haven't been new shows.
Between health,
yep,
vacations.
Yep.
Is that about it?
Yeah.
But we keep getting sick between you.
Yep.
Medical issues between the two of us.
Exactly.
We just can't seem to catch a break over here.
I know. We need to stop this.
Yeah. So, but that's okay. We will play some of our past shows. So yeah, we'll throw those little numbers out there.
Yep.
Little
and
ditties.
Then we'll hopefully be able to come up and we'll have one other show then in June that's live, and hopefully we can get a chance to record a show so that you guys can have some another show. We're Jeez. Really sorry. Life just happens. And so, because then I'll be gone on vacation.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll be gone in Colorado. So we're going to a bluegrass festival in Telluride, Colorado. I'm pretty excited. Anyways, we want to thank each and every one of you for joining us this evening for another glorious episode of Notes from the Stage. The best extravaganza.
There it is. Yes.
In the entire universe.
I was waiting for her to try to fit that in here.
Hey, Cher said it at her concert.
She
said
ooh,
extravaganza.
Which, by the way.
Yeah. That was awesome. That was an amazing show.
That woman is still getting in those outfits that she has worn all these years.
Yep.
I thought maybe they were replicas. No.
Those are
new sequins put on, but it's still the same ones.
But she's got, man, that she's, yeah.
I'm real
she's
jelly.
Rocking it. I know,
I'm
right? Exactly.
Super
being
jelly
in her 70s.
73 year old.
I know. Seriously. Seriously. It's pretty awesome.
Geez.
So don't forget to tune in to us every Thursday from 5 to 6 p.m. right here on KNNA LP 95.7 FM here in Lincoln, Nebraska. We will not see you guys next week or talk to you guys next week. Enjoy past show. It's good music. We'll probably repeat this show. So if you're listening.
Yep.
Yeah. Enjoy. So anyways, you guys stay cool as a cucumber.
I don't know.
Really don't know. I'm sorry. I'm kind of whatever. You guys have a good night. We'll talk to you later.
Good night, everyone.
Dawn has gone to bed, and so must I.